When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The preseason coaches poll.
Oh, thank God. Content.
Woo! That's excellent.
I didn't scroll all the way down to the bottom, did y'all?
I haven't looked at it at all.
Scroll down to the bottom and let's record our reactions live. What a delight.
Whoa!
Fancy chickens.
We got fancy chickens up in here. Okay, I'm excited.
I can't decide if I like that more than Iowa State coming in at 8.
Surely.
The coaches poll is actually the wisest of all polls, as we have said for many years.
Oh, goodness. Goodness. Is Texas ranked? Oh, God, they're 19th. Texas is ranked. Okay, we'll just...
Between Iowa and Penn State, as is their spot, is part of the Big Ten.
Penn State is ranked
20th.
Huh.
Hey, listen, okay, man, Tennessee's not receiving votes. This is all I care about.
Is that true?
I didn't look. Hang on.
No, you're right.
Oh, thank God.
When you Apple F Tennessee,
usually
on here,
some asshole is like 2 votes. Really?
No.
The best part is now you can legitimately say nobody believed in us. You'll be the only ones telling the truth.
Hang on. How many votes did Michigan State get? None. Okay. No votes from Michigan State.
Nobody believed in us.
6 for Pitt.
Arkansas only got 3 votes. Oh, come on, guys.
Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast.
Not.
Which is great because it takes a singularity of purpose like the Shutdown Fullcast to address the singularity of poll that we have to discuss this week, because with college football looming on the horizon like the spaceship of a great Midwestern thunderstorm, we have at last one college football poll to discuss. I am Spencer Hall, here today to slander the coaches poll. With me in person here in Atlanta is our perpetual guest host, Collie Anderson.
Am I?
Yes.
Split Zone broke kayfabe this week. Are we breaking kayfabe this week?
Do we follow Split Zone's example? I mean, that's a question. I really don't know.
I'm excited for the reveal that I'm the only one on the show that listens to Split Zone.
Would you rather be Sisyphus or Hephaestus?
Mm-hmm. That's the question.
Ooh. Hephaestus.
Hephaestus? Yeah, you get hammers, right?
No contest.
Well, yeah. So you just get to like recline. You know,
this is like Michigan State.
We don't mention Hephaestus enough as being a king of leisure.
Hephaestus is the name of the stuffed possum that lives on my dashboard.
Yeah, like
it's Hefe for short.
Hefe. See, yeah. You get called the boss,
sure,
right? You get to just chill, right? Don't ask why he gets to recline all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a tragic story, and we'd rather not talk about that. Hephaestus
anyway,
wants to focus on the present.
Yeah, so I guess that's a no. I don't host this show. That's correct. Anyway, who else does host this show? I know.
Oh,
Jason.
Yeah, Jason Kirk, my co-host. How are we doing, Jason?
So hosty. So feel it's so downright hosty. There's definitely a clear distinction between these jobs in
any
way.
Call him a ding dong because he's got the nope. Can't make it work. Can't land it. I'm not a host.
Jason, do you have a mug in hand? You can't really host anything without a mug.
I do. How'd you know that?
Oh my God!
Oh,
yes!
How are you a witch?
It's a Christmas sweater mug. It's a Christmas sweater Yoda mug.
That's adorable.
My family thinks I like Star Wars, but I think my family thinks I'm obsessed with Star Wars mugs. So I have a lot of Star Wars mugs.
No, it's that dad thing where they found a thing that you like, and things are that thing.
They spam Star Wars mugs at me, which is fine. I go through mugs.
This is why we gave my dad Toblerone for 10 straight Christmases until one day he was like, You know, I don't like Toblerone that much, guys.
Oh, shit. This is dad with Bass Pro Shop gift cards. It works.
Jason, what do you mean you go through mugs?
Well, like I use one and then it's done. I've eaten it. And
all right. That was my question. Thank you.
I hurl it against
like
the wall.
Thor. Crash. Another.
Another.
Cool.
That's good. Ryan, do you have that yet?
Who's
Are
Ryan?
You already locked in to that? I'm speaking with Ryan Nanny in Nashville, Tennessee, our other perpetual guest co-host.
It's kind of broad, but the extended members of my family all know that I like to cook and bake, so they always get me things related
extended
to that.
Extended members.
And they're, that's, ew. I didn't do it this time. And they're not wrong, because this weekend, I here's how fast I live. On Saturday, I bought 40 pounds of tomatoes, and on Sunday, I hand milled them all and cooked them into sauce.
Here's the sicko shit. Ryan is texting us like closed cardboard boxes of tomatoes.
Yeah.
Like not even pictures of the tomatoes themselves, just pictures of the label on the box. Because this is how we get hype now.
Yeah. But when you buy a 20 pound box of tomatoes, it comes in like basically a banker's box. So I walked into the house on Saturday with two of these. And my wife looked at me and says, "You look like you just quit your job at the tomato factory."
I've had it. That's it. See if you can grow your own tomatoes, buddy.
And like cleaned them out on the way. Yes. I like you stole the blueprints.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I tell you my father was a job loading tomato trucks away from being sent to NAM, does that surprise anyone?
No.
All right.
No.
Moving on.
Not one bit. How much sauce does that make, Ryan?
6.5 quarts.
Too much sauce.
Depends on if you're doing a fresh sauce or if you're like cooking it down for more of like a sweet roasted flavor.
This was cooked down on low heat for, fuck, I feel like we're accidentally doing hand in the dirt here. I'm sorry about that. But yeah, these were cooked for, I don't know, 3 to 5 hours, something like that.
Oh, beautiful.
And it took 3 pots to do it. And I looked like a crazy person.
I was going to say, did your kitchen look like a crime scene?
You didn't look Italian like 3 weeks ago.
It's because of that. Yes, it's because you questioned.
Overcompensating, proving his Italianness.
I'll show you.
My paisanity was in question, and here I come with it.
40 pounds of tomatoes.
He pulls up in an Alfa Romeo with 6 quarts of tomato sauce. Who's Italian now?
Let the record show Ryan is smoking 2 cigarettes right now.
Yes. We're gonna talk.
Why does he have an unbuttoned t-shirt? That doesn't even make sense.
Henley just sounds sexier in Italian.
He's gonna curse about AC Milan in Italian for 7 minutes straight at the end of this podcast.
It's gonna be super racist.
Yeah.
God damn it. That was
but it's Italian. Like that's the rule, is it's okay to be racist to Italians, and then they think it goes both ways.
Let me tell you,
Italian next Instagram would like a word.
Italy is taking full advantage of that diplomatic immunity, I assure you.
Yeah.
Ryan gets $300,000 a year from the Italian government for a post described only as American erotica ambassador. That's all it says, and he gets three, and no one cares. It's right there. The government knows. The people know. And they're like,
to sex embassy. So literal.
Bienvenuti a sex embassy.
Who else is going to bring Napoli sex vampire to the American masses? Who is going to bring?
Nicolas Cage is the answer. Nicolas Cage will
all
do
right.
that.
I hate to bring this back around to the show, but let's ask a question that's all on our minds. Who is the Luigi and the Wario of the sex embassy?
Wow.
Oh,
Luigi and Wario.
You know what? Fair enough.
Yeah.
Luigi just constantly scared.
One of these days, someone in Italy is going to get a
they're
hold of
it. They're both wearing their sex overalls, though.
Yeah. And they're just going
to. Got the trap doors in the back.
They're going to put out something on stationery that says, "From Ambassador Waluigi." And we're all going to hit the roof. We're going to be like, is this real? I really don't know. This is where I found out, by the way, there is nobody named...
Do you think there's
named...
a kid in Italy named Waluigi because some well-meaning parent was just like, oh, that sounds good.
Hang on, I got it.
Yeah. Waluigi.
Italian.
I mean, maybe
pages.
There's I don't know if you know this, but in a review of the rosters for the current football season, there's a kid whose name is just New Zealand Williams. Three words. New Zealand Williams. He's a DB for San Diego State.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm just going to read the suggested results for Waluigi the person, which I have typed into my work computer. Waluigi personality, Waluigi personal identity under capitalism.
Whoa.
Waluigi personaggio. What does Waluigi do? Why is Waluigi hated? Is Waluigi bad?
Is Waluigi bad is a very deep question.
This is the question Waluigi lies awake at night wondering.
Am I bad? Wario, I feel confident, never worries that.
Okay, here's a question we have never heard posed on this show before. I am just put the six in there because I'm reading somebody else's grammar. Is Waluigi and Peach the same person? There is an extensive YouTube video about this.
What's the runtime on that video?
Oh, it's only 328. Never
mind. They're not barely, even trying.
Barely gets into the topic.
I thought it was 1611, but I was looking at the wrong one. All right.
There is an entire genre of YouTube videos surrounding video games where there are really untenable theories involving multiple unconnected franchises that are simply suggested by association. Like, Waluigi starts with a W. That's interesting because in Metal Gear Solid, there's also a character whose name starts with W. Are they the same person? And are they secretly both Mario? Follow to find out more. Like, there's a millennia of hours.
Why is Waluigi named that?
A valid question. So, we actually do have a poll to discuss. An actual college football. All right, not an actual one, but it's the coaches poll.
Oh, it counts. I mean
that counts.
It doesn't actually count.
For a time, it counted. Sure. It has counted.
It has
people
counted.
People named Waluigi.
It will count again.
It will
That's
count.
Probably a good bet.
Okay, somehow this made it into a baby names list, and I'm real excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Waluigi? Do it. Somebody do it. If you're listening to this right now and you're wondering, what am I going to name my child who's on the way? Consider Waluigi. Consider New Zealand and consider Waluigi. This poll, by the way, if you don't know, it's filled out by coaches. And by that, we mean the graduate assistants for coaches who do this for them. That's what we suspect. Like, I think easily 20 out of 25, right? Like, or not 20 out of 25, but of all of the voters, I think like probably 75% of them done by student assistants.
Did you know? I only learned this today, and maybe this proves that I'm bad at my job and always have been.
Mm-hmm.
It's not every FBS head coach.
No.
It's only 65 of them that they like pick randomly, somewhat randomly, but like weighted towards power conferences and whatever based on who says their interest is. So like Mac Brown is not a coach's poll voter.
No, but you know who is? Maurice Linguist. I will give somebody $1 if you can name who Maurice Linguist coaches. Don't look.
I think Mac Brown, we know he still has his influence over the polls.
Mm-hmm.
He's
sure.
Still got it.
Sure.
Got it.
I don't know. I
know
no
who
idea.
Maurice Linguist is because he's 2 years younger than me, and I find that upsetting.
Okay.
He's the head coach at Buffalo.
Oh, that's fun.
I guess I didn't know it. Never mind.
Well, I mean, you knew it. Get credit for that, but he's also the only one of the few people on here who has a profession for a last name. He's Maurice Linguist.
And Kansas State coaches, their coaches are not in the poll. Arkansas and Arkansas State, their coaches are. What are we to make of this?
Okay, so a bunch of people have submitted name meanings to this baby name site for Waluigi. Yeah. I'm just going to read a couple of them here. A submission from the United Kingdom says the name Waluigi means gift of God, the universe and his wonders, and is of Japanese origin. A lot of people saying Waluigi means God's gift, actually.
God's gift. I say that for any name I don't know. They're like, what does Mudflap mean? I'm like, that's God's gift. That's what that means.
I feel like the Waluigi is distressed to learn this, or Wario is. Wario is.
Yes.
Waluigi says, I can be redeemed, and Wario says, no, you can't.
Ooh, okay. A user from Egypt says the name Waluigi is of Egyptian origin and means the wonderful beast.
That's the best one. Fuck. Whoever did that reporting in from Cairo. Thank you.
Look, this is, listen, there's a clear consensus. We have submissions from the United Kingdom, New Zealand, Missouri, California, Canada, the Philippines, Idaho, the UK, and Egypt.
Nick Rolovich is also a voter in this poll. And yep. If you receive the ballot via email, scan it because I know he didn't use antivirus on it.
Wow.
Wow. Because he's dirty. Mm. Yeah, because he's dirty. And won't get the vaccine like an idiot.
Anybody else like filed a claim for the time they spent defending Lamar Jackson in college?
Might well back off that. I'm gonna take a little bit of that back.
Yeah.
Guess
I'm leaving it where it is and not adding any more to it now.
No, that's fair.
Yeah, just leave it in the account.
I'm not gonna apologize for it at the it was fine at the time.
Yeah, at least if you leave it in the account, nothing bad will happen to it.
Imagine going back in time to your old self and being like, wait, before you defend Lamar Jackson, he doesn't get the COVID vaccine. You're like, you have a lot to fill me. What the fuck? Oh, yeah, I've got it.
You've got to bring me up to speed on multiple things here. That's like the ghost of you telling, like, you know, you going back to tell, you know, past you what has happened is every 5-year-old telling a story. Like, oh my God. So then the airplane crashed and we were all on it. You're like, rewind. I am completely lost on this.
Yeah, you need to take it.
Yeah, 5-year-old or me. That's also acceptable. Same level of discourse, really. So 65 coaches vote on this.
Yes.
It is definitely coaches. A poll. And as usual, there's nothing interesting in the first like 5 or 6 because everybody agrees these are
counterpoint. The names of the schools spell Aku.
They do.
That is good.
Or if you read them
which,
backwards,
again, that's the only time we're going to see Washington State anywhere near that end of or anywhere on this list
of the poll. Yeah. Alabama at 1.
Don't at me. I hear you getting mad. Don't at me. I'm like Nick Rolovich. I'm just living for the moment, y'all.
Didn't get every first place vote.
No, they did not. We have 2 first place votes for Oklahoma.
Nobody believing in little old Clemson is what I'm hearing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. This is by the way, we will discuss further. The greatest source for this poll is disrespect. Oh, if you're a disrespect miner and you just love digging that disrespect, this is where you start.
Yeah, if you're unfamiliar with the level of disrespect the coaches poll can convey, we're about to make a whole show out of the disrespect in the coaches poll, and Michigan State isn't even on it anywhere.
No one believes in them. It's official. It's because other schools, they can talk about this.
And their coach is a voter. Mel Tucker is a voter. And Michigan State did not receive votes.
You gotta vote. When will one of these people just vote their own team won? Like Mel Tucker
you
should
mean
do that.
Besides Spurrier?
Yeah, besides Spurrier. Like Mel Tucker should just like, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think we're the best country.
But then deny it flatly. Then
Kiffin,
no.
Kiffin did this. Kiffin did this.
Actually, Ryan, I think you may have hit upon something. No first place votes.
Yeah.
Nobody believed in us.
Yeah.
Is it possible to become a Clemson denier? Like not I don't believe Clemson's football team will win, but I deny the existence of
Clemson football team.
Nobody believed in us. Well, Dabo, you're absolutely right. Sir, I need to escort you out of here. This is for football coaches.
Technically, I think what you're describing is being a modern day South Carolina fan, which I would not recommend.
It sounds comfortable.
That's not often the word that's applied, but if it sounds good to you, I invite you to try it on for a season.
It's not a home field apparel hoodie, but it'll
do. What a time to get on board with South Carolina football.
Oh, you definitely want to do that before they play games. This is always a good time to get on board.
No. It would at least be understandable now if you thought this was, you know, if you're doing it on a lark. Yep. About 4 or 5 weeks into the season, it will just seem like rank insanity.
You know what I'm going to do for myself after a long, long year plus dealing with an ongoing pandemic and all of the other stress? A presidential election, societal upheaval, economic distress. I'm going to add new South Carolina fan just to see how much punishment my body and brain can take. This is CrossFit for the emotions.
That's not, no, this is the Barkley marathons for the emotions. You're like, why is it Saturday and I'm crying and vomiting at the same time and everything hurts? It's because you signed up for the wrong race.
Race
know
walking,
yourself.
The fan experience.
Yeah, don't do that. That's deranged. I would also point out, by the way, I assume Nick Saban voted for Alabama first. Kirby Smart did not vote for Georgia first. Kirby, why don't you believe in your team, buddy?
Why are we maintaining the fiction that coaches vote in this poll?
I'm because it's fun.
Isn't that worse?
Because we're holding him accountable. That's all what we're doing.
Oh, are you saying that Kirby is responsible for the actions of his staffers and people under his control?
No.
No, not at all. No. Please.
I was going to say, because Ohio State is at 4.
Jesus. Ohio State, a flawless institution, top to bottom. I will suggest nothing to the contrary. After 5, of course, it actually like starts to get interesting. Of course, with the most, I think, by the way, you could just put Notre Dame at 7 forever. That's fine. Like, this feels fine to me.
I think Notre Dame fans would be fine with that too.
Yeah. It's got big, like, we're very important, but don't look at us.
The rare literal fiesta forever.
I think it's kind of like being far enough down the presidential line of succession that you're like, I'm never going to get there. Like, it's
Secretary
not going to
happen. Secretary of Agriculture of the coaches poll.
Notre Dame, mm-hmm. The Kiefer Sutherland of, like, especially in the new playoff setup going forward where 5, 6, 7, 8, those teams get home games. Now, Notre Dame doesn't have to do a conference championship, but does get to host some, here it would be, you know, Cincinnati or Jason, Florida or whatever.
Jason, you were the first person I've ever heard pronounce it Kiefer.
No, really? Is that how you say mm-hmm. that?
I like it.
Kiefer?
I think it's Kiefer.
Okay. I think it's Kiefer.
But I used to say it right, but I don't think I've said his name in about 15
no,
years.
No, I like that one better.
I'm going to go with it. I think this is the new wave. It's Kiefer Sutherland from here on out.
I'm going to go watch the
I'm sure I said it correctly at the time.
No, I feel like his name is whatever we want it to be.
Yeah.
This isn't his show.
Also, his real name is Jack Bauer. So why bother with the pseudonym? Mm-hmm.
So the coaches poll here, having looked at it for a solid 10 minutes now, it looks like the top, comparing this to the computers and stuff, it looks like the top 8 is basically, you know, you have your top tier, Bama, Clemson, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Georgia. That's the top 5, no matter where you look. The A&M, Notre Dame, Iowa State cluster, it's generally right after that. 9 is where things get interesting. 9, UNC, followed by
with
Cincinnati.
999 points.
In the coaches poll, UNC followed by Cincy. Let me work up to it. All right. Okay. Team rankings. It's a really nice high performing rating. You got Wisconsin, Penn State, North Carolina there. FPI, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Washington, Miami is that group. The Massey computer composite, obviously is really nice. It lumps together all the different ratings or whatever. Here's what we're hitting you with at 9 and 10. All right. Florida and Texas.
No,
that's
boy.
Right. According to the computer ratings, Texas is rolling in underrated despite appearing in the coaches poll at 19.
Jason, I have a question.
Reason. I'm looking forward to hearing absolutely nothing about that.
Does that roll credit rating in as well? Because I can't see Texas really being 10th in anything unless we're involving financials.
Now, here's the flip side, all right? Based on the same computers, the most underrated team might be the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Number 11 in the overall composite in the teams most everywhere I'm seeing, but only 18 according to the polls.
10 spots separating Iowa and Iowa State in the polls, which that's about the number of points that are going to be scored in the game that'll settle this.
18-8 will be the final score. Yes. Mm.
Do you remember?
LSU is 13, which according to
sure
computer say that's pretty reasonable place to put them.
664 votes, the neighbor of the beast.
I just can't imagine predicting LSU. I guess that's why they're exactly in the middle of the top 25.
I guess that's why enough. These polls are anonymous.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, there's
the middle. Yeah, yeah.
I think the coaches inadvertently have done us a real favor by building like a nice little cluster of, I would argue, starting with Florida all the way down to, let's say, Miami, because we love Indiana. I don't want to include them in this. Florida, Oregon, LSU, USC, Wisconsin, Miami.
Look at Oregon hiding up there. Yeah.
This is like the group where it's like one of you is doomed. We're not telling you which one, but one of you is going to have the worst season you've had in years. Maybe barely make a bowl game, have your fans screaming to fire your coach. Like, this feels like that cluster where this is going to happen, because below it, Indiana, things went too well last year. Texas just fired their coach. Iowa does not operate by the laws of normal human society. Mm-hmm. Washington.
Oh, one more. No, you skipped right over.
Penn State had such a bad year last year. They got better in the second half of the season, but everybody had stopped paying attention to Penn State at that point. Mm-hmm. But
what if they, you just said the worst season. What if they have an even worse season?
It could always go down.
No, you're right. You're right.
I'm just talking about comedy value. That one's really jumping out.
Yeah. Yeah.
My brain is stuck back on LSU at 13, and I would like to posit something.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about anything other than in the preseason zeitgeist. Have LSU and Georgia switched places, and is this more or less entertaining for us in terms of just where you kind of stick them at the beginning of the season? Have our most and least interesting schools swapped spots?
I would argue in
the popular conception.
I think maybe LSU and A&M have swapped places.
Oh,
okay. Make your case. Let's go.
That's because funnier.
A&M is now the school where it's like, well, by all rights, we recognize that you are a top 7 team, but we don't actually believe that you're a top 4 team. Even though that difference is, you know, just a few spots, but we have to put you here, and whether or not you live up to it, like, this is where we have to put you. LSU at this point feels more like less where they were the, like, well, we recognize based on the recruiting and based on some of the results, like, we have to put you up here. LSU now has dropped into that category where it's like, you know what? You could spit out anything, which is what I would argue A&M under the previous leadership had been, where it was just sort of like, you could beat Bama and then you could walk out of bed the next day and lose to Mississippi State. You're capable of all things A&M. That's LSU now.
I think that's a good comp for a switch. Like, Georgia is supposed to start in the top 5 every year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that doesn't mean they do. When they don't, that's their fault. But A&M, this is their highest start since 1995. No pressure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they have to replace a quarterback. That's always guaranteed good. That's easy.
No, they got Jimbo.
Do that all the time.
So. No, it's like that the September Heisman can actually be cashed in like a token.
Oh,
yes.
Like a token, like, for raffle, like, tickets.
Money in the bank. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You win the Money in the Bank match of September. Take your briefcase and go to an 8-4 record.
Take your transfer quarterback.
I haven't even decided which A&M quarterback I'm referring to with that. I'm just confident.
I really enjoy. Now, I don't think it's as much fun when they were more erratic. But I will say the payoffs of Georgia's ultimate disappointment overall, if you look at the curve, it used to be a little more zigzaggy. Now it's steady high performance. But that big plunge is a roller coaster, whether it's losing to South Carolina and their third string quarterback, or whether it's faking a punt with a backup transfer who eventually became a first round draft pick. Like, they're not as disappointing as they once were, but woo boy, those payoffs, that's quite a high for the observer looking for a car crash like me.
What if it is losing to Florida in Home Field Apparel's Big New Saturday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's delightful. That's exactly what I would love. Speaking of comfy apparel, that's right. I kind of missed that. Like, I got on late.
No, you did right? Fine. No, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad. Like, why did it have to be Georgia?
I know. Snakes.
I tried to find the positives of this. And the first one
is this.
This
what I say every morning when I wake up, right?
First of all, Florida currently in the lead as the most home field purchased in a single day.
We have jokes.
Right? Georgia should be easy to beat, little old Florida. Y'all got all that money. Y'all got all that. Y'all got all that excitement over a top five team.
I feel bad when Connor goes to look at like the search traffic on homefieldapparel.com and sees like a bunch of dry fit typed in there and no results. Dry fit polo, no results.
Collared shirts.
Fishing shirt. Fishing shirt.
Golf gloves.
Do you sell kids?
Ball church, marker.
Church gloves. Church
gloves. One person has just completely mistaken this for his own browser and is typing in kids porn. Yeah. Not kid porn, kids porn.
Kids porn.
Okay. Prokies.
Oh man, they'd make the snug. Actually, if you cut the collar off your home field shirts, like I know many ladies do, you could probably make a pretty substantial pair of crokies.
Yeah,
church crokies.
Church friendly crokies. Pastor approved.
Get my good church crokies on and get my home field dry foot fit fishing shirt.
Dry foot, I like that.
Damn it, Tyler, that's my church crokies.
I think there's a challenge to be made. If you want. I mean, y'all so big and bad. Why don't you come ring the bell? Why don't you come take the belt? Right? Because I know you got nothing else to wear.
They're going to do very well.
They will do well, but I know you got nothing else to wear. I've seen what y'all wear around here.
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah. You already look like a bunch of overgrown toddlers, right?
No, every single one of them, like a kid on school picture day.
They do.
All they know.
They do. That is Georgia formal.
Got the short sleeve gingham.
Mm-hmm.
Got the khaki shorts.
Khaki shorts.
Got the white socks and the New Balances.
Yeah, a lot of toddler build too.
Home field apparel for the first time ever on Big News Saturday offering bowl cuts. Very exciting.
So let me tell you, go ahead. I want you to increase the quality of your wardrobe by at least 8,000% by the purchase of at least one single home field shirt. Hell, why don't you get into high couture and purchase five? They'll be the best things you've ever owned because, again, I've seen the dry fits, y'all. It ain't working.
You know what would make me a Florida fan born in Gainesville, Florida, absolutely fucking furious?
Mm.
If Georgia fans used offer code FULLCAST to save 20% off their first.
That'd be awful.
Don't prove it. No, you can't prove to us that we have more Georgia fans that listen to this show than Florida fans because then we would have to adjust our content accordingly.
Don't use
offer code FULLCAST. The 20% off isn't worth the cost to our souls. And you love us, right?
Connor, if you're listening, anyone who uses offer code FULLCAST, please send them just one Florida shirt that goes with it.
And some pills.
Definitely don't drive home from Zaxby's in your Tahoe and turn into the driveway of your 5-bedroom snout house. And
what's a snout house?
That's the one that's got the garage on the front, right? Like a snout, right?
I've never heard of this.
I like that term. Mm.
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't step out of the driving range thinking, ooh, I gotta use that FULLCAST promo code to get those gators. Don't do it. I know you're gonna want to, but
and
when you put
don't let your wife see it because you know there's nothing she loves more than coupon them.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm saying. Don't do it, y'all.
Send her to Joanne Fabric and go with God. But I repeat myself.
Yeah. I tell you to not come in second, but I don't know. Seems to be your thing.
Not in the bedroom.
They're going to do really well.
They will. They'll be fine. Home field apparel.
Also not in the bedroom.
The most sinister suggestion I've seen is the notion of doggers. D-A-W-G-G-E-R-S.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would those even? Okay, cargo pants, but they've got, are cargo sweatpants a thing?
Yes.
A and
yes.
Okay, that's horrible.
Yep.
But B, that would actually maybe be an easier production because you could just emblazon the sad husky on the pocket. Right.
Sure. And then Georgia fans can put their trash and then, tailgate in the pocket too.
Right. And then the pocket snaps off and can be left on North Campus as litter after the game. Is y'all's favorite thing.
That's true. If there's one thing Georgians are passionate about,
for people who pay such high HOA fees, they sure are shitty environmentalists.
They throw the garbage out of the car the minute they're out of the subdivision. Yeah. That's it. Like, I don't litter, drives onto public road, throws whole garbage can and fish dinner out of window.
I'm really a social libertarian and a fiscal conservative.
Before we move on to the next segment.
Oh, God, I just got a stinging pain behind my eyes, like God rebuked me in that same moment.
Yeah.
Before we move on to the next ad read, I would like to offer this olive branch to our beloved Georgia fans who listen to this
was that an ad?
Podcast. Yeah. Others receiving votes in this year's coaches poll. Auburn 84, Arizona State in the middle of a serious NCAA investigation, 90.
Hell yes.
You're welcome, Georgia. Arizona State isn't even, or Auburn isn't even the most recognized and accomplished cheating school this year.
I want to just go over teams.
Are we allowed to share that Auburn goss that we got over the weekend?
Nope.
No. That's a bummer. Nope. Nope.
That's a bummer. Anyway, Lane Train.
It's good though. It's good though. Ooh, ooh. That's right. Lane Kiffin, public health advocate.
And 25th in the coaches poll as well.
Yeah, yeah, which that's great. Ole Miss hanging at that 25th spot.
Down there with cultural fits, Coastal Carolina.
And
ahead of other cultural fits, Utah and Northwestern.
Man, look at that bottom. Look at that bottom three or four. Yeah, look from like 22 down to 25. I'm just going to call that the outlet mall sector. Because look, that is some out like fine, high quality outlet mall living right there. Stillwater, Lafayette. A suburb of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and Oxford, Mississippi. That is high living on
Discount Izod, baby.
Yeah. I got this pan for just $35. It usually retails for $128. Do you need a pan? No, but I was at the outlet mall. That's all of these teams, right? You're like, could you have made it through the season without watching Coastal Carolina? Yeah, probably. But deals.
But it was deals. There, and it was $17.
At that point, I don't want to make it through the season without watching Coastal Carolina.
I don't want to make it through the season without a $17 discounted pan I bought at the outlet mall. Yeah, That's the point.
If the Cajuns and the Chanticleers aren't ranked here, then Northwestern is ranked.
Oh, yeah, so, we can't have that.
I'd never go to an outlet mall.
Like, why would
and that
you
would
buy...
bump Arizona State up in the rankings as well, but honest to God, it's not worth it. And Arizona State will get up there by themselves.
Like, why would you buy other. Full price Texas when you could get discount Oklahoma State?
See? Big 12 hanging on to deals and bargains.
Values.
Low-key, that might be the meanest thing you've ever said.
I think we need to call the Big 12 the conference of values because sales. Do you want football at a discounted price without those high dollar Texas and Oklahoma prices?
Which
Big
is better,
12.
Big Lots 12 or Big 12 Lots?
odd lot. Is Odd Lots?
I like Big Lots 12.
Pig Lots, as in skin.
Sure.
What about Big 12 Lots because all of the land is vacant?
Oh, it's sort of a double thing. Yeah, that's
interesting. Yeah. I want to go through the teams that received exactly one vote. When you say almost no one believed in us, these teams are the most accurately saying that. Okay?
This is the weirdest list.
I would love it if we can just for this purpose determine who gave the one votes out, because I want to know who are the one vote schools whose one vote did not come from their own school.
All right.
Stanford and Cal voted for each other.
Stanford
put pressure on each other.
Stanford doesn't have a vote, and neither does Cal.
No, they're private, so they don't have to disclose their vote.
No, I'm with Jason, actually. Stanford and Cal voted for each other because this leaves natural rivals also receiving one vote, Marshall and Florida State.
Sure, right.
Yeah, the Bowden connection.
Academic institutions of equal prowess.
Competing for the Randy Moss Cup, yeah.
This is Moss and Ole Moss.
Florida State, I love there's one person who voted for Cal. One.
Yeah.
Just one lone soldier. Like, you know what?
David Shaw. He's like, people say I'm boring.
gonna throw a vote in there for Cal later on.
Let my hair down.
All right.
Put a little Mexican oregano on my egg.
Some things. Mexican oregano's great, man. Stop that.
My theory is that it's gotta be somebody who's got Cal in their non-conference schedule. And it's just like, oh, I gotta gas these idiots up so I have a ranked win, baby.
All right, let's get this. Hang on.
Is Nevada on here? Cal's opener.
Nevada has two votes.
But they don't have a voter. Because you could put the clock on the wall.
Hours till Cal. We're playing a team with votes, boys.
So this is not a joke. It's just sad. I did type Cal Football 2020 into my browser.
Cal's second game. On the road against TCU, Gary Patterson does have a vote in the coaches poll.
Gary getting a little mind gamular.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's right.
There we go, Gear Bear.
We can't rest on our laurels, fellas. We got the Cal Bears. They got a vote.
If you're Cal, do you just go like, yeah, that guy we're facing from TCU, he's an idiot. He gave us a vote.
We'll show him.
What a fool.
Here's a fun pop quiz. Who is coaching Cal this year?
Wait, Cal and TCU are playing?
Justin Wilcox.
It's still Justin Wilcox.
Okay, yeah. It took you a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We get Cal TCU. A rematch of the greatest bowl game in history.
The greatest Friday night game.
Yeah. It's the Cheez-It Bowl rematch.
We get the fucking Cheez-It Bowl on 9/11.
Oh my.
Cancel football after this. We're out after this. We're good.
This is the Oh my god.
We game to, we this is I will call
it's
this
in, it's in the fall, so we got to call it the classic. It's the Cheez-It Classic.
No, it's
Cheez-It
the Bill
Classic.
It's the
Bill Memory.
Mm. No, it's the Bill Mora Bowl because we gamed a perfect bowl on 9/11. Oh, no. It's niche, but I nailed it. That is a 12 out of 10 for like the five people who get that.
So that game was in 2018. There are going to be players who appeared in both of these games, right?
Wow.
I just want
to talk
like to
like getting
those
a double
people.
Doctorate.
they're the ones who have long gray beards. They look like 65. I lived
seen
through
some
it.
Shit.
It's like talking to Chernobyl workers. What was it like?
You notice how the longer this show goes, the more you bring up Chernobyl.
I'm fascinated with Chernobyl. We also have, by the way, in case there are doubters out there, that's right, Arkansas's got 3 votes.
Honestly, underrated.
Arkansas, yeah.
I mean, why not?
West Virginia only got 4 votes. Oof.
I don't want to talk about that.
There are a handful of teams on here. I'm like, oh no, this is like. There are some teams that are in the others receiving votes that because they are there, it really makes it stand out how much they are not in the top 25. The most obvious one of them is Michigan, who only has 30 votes.
Oh, like, my God. I didn't even notice that.
Which means a majority of the coaches poll did not even think that they deserved to be number 25.
Hang on, where is Michigan in its preseason division?
That is
so nice. Let's see. You're asking me to remember the Big Ten divisions, which is just fucking
hey, at least
cruel.
It's East and West now.
Indiana is ranked. Maryland does not receive any votes. Michigan State does not receive any votes. Ohio State, obviously, they are behind. And then the other is Rutgers, I believe.
Third. So Penn Michigan State. Michigan is
fourth
in the division. All right. Very wise.
Yikes.
So in the computers, in SP Plus, FPI, etc., Michigan is ranked a little higher. But in the mass composite, it would say that Michigan at 32 in the coaches poll is overrated.
Wow. I feel like
it has Michigan at 37.
Now, do we discount computer polls as applied to Michigan? Because that's too much STEM. Mm.
But aren't computers the ultimate book?
Oh shit!
That's true.
Oh, shit.
I think when I think computers, I think like cracking Nazi signals. You can't do that without computers, right?
Okay.
Yeah. We've brought this back to War Dad, and that makes it Michigan. The most hurtful thing is that Northwestern received many, many more votes than Michigan, thus outranking.
But Northwestern
them.
Was a much better team than Michigan last year.
I thought you were going to say a much better school, which is also true.
Rankings. Yeah. How dare I'm a fit. God.
I thought you were going to come over the table.
Northwestern is a journalism school, and that is an insult.
The other one that was really alarming, Virginia Tech with nine points.
Sure. You know what? Sure.
Like, I mean, at this point, San Jose State has twice as many votes as Virginia Tech, and that speaks
that feels
for itself.
About right.
Yeah.
The whole others receiving votes is just like ACC party. Just like, if you're an ACC team, you got a vote, probably. Not Duke, not Wake Forest, but most of the others, like Boston College, you're here. Pitt, you're here. NC State, how's it going?
Boston College is there? That's wild.
Yeah, Boston College and Pitt both got six votes. Or six
I feel
votes.
Like the ACC thing is like, they're a power conference and we only have 3 teams ranked. There's got to be another one, right?
Yes.
Really, there's another one.
Yeah.
But, this is the ACC.
Who is the team when you're going through the ACC that you always just forget? Like when you're writing down, like who is the Illinois of the ACC? Mine is probably Wake.
The North Carolina schools are all so clustered that it's probably not them for me.
I think it is counterintuitively not NC State because you remember how forgettable they are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Syracuse is good for a big number, whether they're putting
Ooh,
up or the
yeah.
other team is. I forget Virginia exists a lot.
Okay. Okay. Fair.
I feel like the thing with state schools, though, is you'll remember one of them, and then you immediately...
they've got right. Their, yeah, they've got their pairs. This is where Wake falls through the cracks for me, right?
Right. Oh, it's Louisville. It's Louisville.
Oh shit, you're right.
Because I remember that they're there. I just forget that they're in.
Because I had this like, wait, aren't they in the American?
I did this the other day with the SEC, and I was like, "Don't forget Missouri! Don't forget Missouri!"
Oh,
and
it's so hard.
I'm sitting there at 15. I'm sitting there at 15, like, "Who the fuck did I forget?" Oh, Missouri!
Oh,
like all these years in, it's still Missouri every single time, even though consciously it's don't do it again. But
the Kevin McAllister of the Murray SEC. Hole. We're gonna. Hey, this year we're remembering you, Missouri. We are not leaving you at home, Missouri.
What's
God
Missouri
damn it!
Doing on 9/11. I guarantee you. Then we'll remember Missouri. Missouri, Kentucky. Now there's a game to remember.
Oh my God.
Why does that happen?
Kentucky also receiving votes. The one thing I wish, and this is a constructive criticism to USA Today, which runs the coaches poll. I would very much appreciate if you could provide below others receiving votes, schools that receive no votes.
Give me
the whole list of everybody who got no votes.
Completely unworthy.
Just make it simple for me. I don't
and
like,
don't put it in alphabetical order, but nope. Don't explain it either.
That's right. Or make it a crossword. That's fun. People love crosswords.
The disrespect of putting it in a crossword. We're a technical school.
What if you put it in like a find a word and you leave one school out?
It'll be Mizzou.
Mizzou got votes, so it'll be.
It might be Illinois.
I'm going to revoke those votes. I'm going to go talk to these voters personally. Like, you could actually go to every one of the people who voted for, say, Houston. Mm-hmm. Well, Houston, I wouldn't. But, like, you can go to everybody who voted for Boston College and go, what's wrong with you? Like, you could.
They have a good coach. They have a good coach.
When has that ever helped Boston College? Great ever. Point. They had
one time.
Yeah.
That when he interviewed for another job and they fired him. Well, that was it. Like, hey, I'm just going to go talk to these people. They're like, walk. Boston
College
is bigger
than you. You know how good a coach he was? The Jets wanted him, pal. You got to be a really good coach for the Jets to want you.
I love that they're like, Boston College is bigger than you, buddy. We'll thrive without you.
Can we do our Acorns ad? And then Jason has helpfully teed me up for the game that I invented for no reason.
Would absolutely
like play a game.
So yeah. The Jets started from but a small seed, and they have flowered into whatever they are today. You don't have to be the Jets. You can grow into something more successful. Jason, how can you do that?
What was the Jet seed? What was the original? How do you grow
I guess
a Jet?
It's technically Johnson & Johnson money at this point, so Band-Aids.
Disgusting.
Band-Aids in
that
the ground.
That does sound like that franchise.
A pile of old Band-Aids and needles was buried in the New Jersey dirt. From it emerged the New York Jets.
From it emerged a 3-13 record until the end of time. Excuse me, 3-14.
The fruit of Wayne Corbett sprouted from its branches, falling to the ground.
Gross. Man, it's been a bad week for former Jets receivers after Isaac Bruce was firing shots at guys who were drafted below him in the Hall of Fame.
I remember their name.
This dumbass before the draft came up to me and he said, they're not going to draft you. They went Bert Emanuel and Adam Yarborough. And well, how do you like me now? And you were drafted before them. Where Bert Emanuel is just sitting there, you know, sipping tea, enjoying having a rule named after him. When lo and behold, Isaac Bruce with the steel chair. Isaac Bruce's biggest moment. What did? And also, Isaac Bruce would have never even made that Super Bowl without Bert Emanuel. Poor Bert Emanuel.
Burnt him twice.
Burnt
Emanuel. Burnt, yes.
And he botched Adam Yarborough's name, called him like Adam Yammermaw. We had to play for the Jets.
The heat shocked all his Emanuel, all his enamel off, like Mgo Blog's wife with a look who say.
Jason, what was the kicker to all that with those two receivers and Isaac Bruce?
What, that they were drafted after him anyway? That part?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This wasn't Michael Jordan clowning 30 years later on a guy who, quote fingers, cut him. This was like, these guys also played my position and were the same age as me. So fuck that. And they didn't even do anything.
I personally love this because I'm a gracious loser and an incredibly sore winner. Like, I'm a terrible
Acorns.com/fullcast for your investment needs. If you're not an NFL Hall of Famer, if you are looking up to NFL Hall of Famers, then this is probably the best investment route for you. And you could take that to the bank, buddy, because I know my shit. How it works is nickels and dimes from your purchases go into your investment thing, and then the line goes up over time magically.
You buy a Jets jersey, Jets season tickets, a Jets hat.
I think that one, you do it, and Acorn says,
we don't want your money. We're closing your account.
You're an unsafe market. You're an investment risk.
OFAC has flagged you as a potential terrorist. I'm sorry.
We're going to retire you well before 83, but not in the way you expected.
Yeah, Acorns, by the way, offers partnerships with different companies that you know and adore to earn more money for your Acorns account. And when you spend there, you get $5, $1, 3% of your purchase, say with Nike, or if you order something off eBay, you get 1% back. You know, these are trusted partners. You know who they don't partner with? That's right, the New York Jets. Right. They don't partner because they know the Jets is just anywhere. A big old ball of Band-Aids that somebody buried in the soil.
Yeah, nowhere in my Acorns terms of service do I see Mama raised a fool.
That's right. When you deal with Acorns, it's nothing but money line goes up, savings, partnerships with companies you love, the opportunity to invest early for your kids or for retirement for yourself.
But and not for the Jets.
And no butt fumbles. No butt fumbles. There will not be a butt fumble trained associated with your life. Command. Yeah, trained wasps at your command. Read the fine print. It's all in there. Everything except the New York Jets.
Oh, ESPN Plus is on here. You might accidentally see New York Jets scores. Mm. Not highlights.
Yeah.
Scores.
Yeah. And Acorns, what do they give you? $5 when you use the full cast address.
That's right.
There? What have the Jets ever given you?
Mirth, comedy, joy.
Wouldn't you love it? If you're a Jets fan, wouldn't you love it if one year the Jets just said, hey, we're sending you all $5 because we recognize that we are net negative on your life and we want to try to do something about that. They never will.
That's like an insulting drop in the bucket for the pain they've caused.
I mean, yes, who are... but it would be better than nothing.
I don't know.
Listen, they gave to Brickashaw Ferguson money, and that's the only positive thing that franchise has ever done. Otherwise, giant ball of Band-Aids, somebody buried in Queens.
Curtis Martin was fun, but that's a long time ago. Anyway, speaking of the NFL, on this show, sometimes around this time of year or earlier in the year, we play a game where we try to figure out what we have retained slash even learned in the first place about coach movement.
Oh, no.
I'm not doing that game.
I'm not ready.
Instead, I have gone through using Wikipedia. So I apologize if these are slightly inaccurate, but it's not my fault. I've gone through the coaching staffs of the NFL and I have trivia questions for you based on that information. This is, like, I would say largely college football adjacent. Some of it's not, but it should all be people that you are, like, hopefully vaguely aware of. I have four categories. So, and I'm going to let you work as a team to see how you can do. Server, you're involved as well.
Sorry.
The four categories have been dropped into our group chat. Holly, I'm going to let you make first pick as to a category. I'll read the question. We'll go from there.
What category? Oh, I thought you were just yelling at us earlier. I didn't realize. Nope. So
I thought you were talking shit.
Yeah, what is here, and can I read the whole list
sure.
so everybody understands
yes.
my confusion?
Yep.
So in the group chat for this episode, there is just in all caps these four missives from Ryan. The student becomes the teacher. My dad owns the dealership. Update your resume, which is said to all of us during this show, and mm-hmm. three of a kind.
First time. Also, on mine, it has even more. It says, the student becomes the teacher. Whoops. And then it's explained.
Okay. All right. I choose three of a kind because I don't think I understand what the category is.
All right. This is the shortest question you've selected. Three of a kind. What do Jason Garrett, Derek Dooley, and Jeremy Pruitt all have in common?
Why are you triggering me?
General education level.
This category.
They all went to Harvard.
What NFL quality do they all have in common?
Oh,
Cowboys coaches at one point time or another.
incorrect. Does anybody else want to venture a second guess?
So
what NFL quality?
So you said they have an NFL quality they all
yes,
share.
These are all of these. This is all going to be NFL oriented questions. What NFL quality do they all have in common? Jason Garrett, Derek Dooley, Jeremy Pruitt.
This is not a college question.
This is not a college question.
Interesting. I pass. I have no clue.
Serbs, you want to throw a guess out?
I have no clue at all.
Okay. They are all presently employed by the New York Giants.
Wow.
What?
Yep.
Here we were. Shitting on the Jets.
Freddie Kitchens is also one of their colleagues. The New York Giants have...
Can you read the rest of the Giants staff? This sounds terrible.
I won't do that because that sounds cursed. Okay. And I don't want to unlock some sort of Giants Necronomicon.
This is unlocking some kind of super soldier.
Correct. You know, I want to tell you, you sounded very much like Gene from Bob's Burgers there, and I think it was exactly the right tone to take. It was powerful and it was effective.
That is bone-chilling, Ryan. Thank you.
Yeah, it's horrifying. Okay. Most of these should be less horrifying than that. Jason, do you want to pick a category?
The student becomes the teacher.
All right. I'm going to give you a list of 5 former college quarterbacks. Your job as a team is to tell me which one is not an active QB's coach in the NFL right now.
Ooh, it's difficult.
5 names. Here they come. Ken Dorsey.
Okay.
Chase Daniel, Mike Kafka, Charlie Fry, and Mark Brunell.
Wow.
Which one is not an active quarterbacks coach in the NFL?
I should say Kafka because Northwestern, but I don't feel like I've heard a peep out of Chase Daniel in like 10 years.
Isn't he still an actual quarterback in the NFL?
Is he?
Yeah, he's still in the league.
I think he's a backup. Chase was drawing contracts.
Yeah, I think he's still in the league living the dream. He's the new Jim Sorgi.
Congratulations.
Mark Brunell stands out a little bit here because like he actually played actual football.
I'm gonna cast my vote for Kafka because I feel like he would pointedly take his Northwestern education elsewhere. Of course, he chose to play Northwestern football. Maybe his judgment is suspect.
You guys have an answer you're coalescing around?
No, not at all. What are the rest of y'all think?
I would probably vote for either Daniel or Brunell just because Brunell doesn't feel like a fit with the others.
I think it's Chase Daniel. Also, Mark Brunell, like at one point, was super wealthy, and then I think the financial crisis completely wiped him out, so he had to go back into coaching. So
I mean, Chase Daniel should keep the fourth string quarterback job for 100 years. So I don't know.
Oh,
why
yeah, that's the best job. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cerber has correctly identified that Chase Daniel is still in the league.
That's right.
For the LA Chargers. Yes. Mark Brunell is the QB's coach in Detroit, where now I have to look this one up.
Where the financial crisis did not touch him.
That sounds right. He has. On his staff as well with him. I want to make sure this is right. Yes. Antoine Randle-L is the wide receivers coach. So there's that.
That is interesting.
Cerber, pick a category.
My dad owns the dealership.
All right. I'm going to give you again a list of 5 people. You have to identify which of them is not working for his dad.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Here we go.
Oh,
Clint Kubiak. Brian Belichick, Deuce Gruden.
I thought you were going to say Deuce Groot.
Deuce Gruden, Nate Carroll, and Adam Zimmer. Which one is not working for his dad?
Are these all actual children or did you make up a name?
I did not make up a child.
Did you make up a man?
Okay, Ryan, are all of these working for their dads in an NFL capacity? Because Kubiak's not anywhere right now, is he?
I cannot give you that information.
So, like, if somebody were to be working for his dad
let me change that. I will answer your question. I will not confirm or deny your second comment. Yes, these are all. I am positing. Men who are working for their dads who are sitting NFL head coaches.
So it's got to be Kubiak, right?
Gruden. All right. I know Deuce Gruden is working for John Gruden. That's done, right?
Thank you for keeping an eye on him so that the rest of us don't have to.
He's a
thank
really,
you for practicing Deuce Gruden awareness.
He's a really good power lifter. So yeah.
In Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas too, man. Yeah. So I know that one. That one's on. So he's
okay. Belichick as well, unless Belichick, some surprising
yeah.
is happening.
So Steve and his hair are still with dad.
Okay.
No, that's okay. I didn't say Steve Brian. Belichick. I said Brian.
I'm sorry,
Belichick.
Brian. Okay, Brian. Okay, so Brian's still there. I
don't know what else a Belichick son would
think. Yeah.
The guy became a painter. No, you don't.
He's a doctor. I'm fucking furious.
Who are our other ones?
Nate Carroll and Adam Zimmer.
I'm going to guess that who would actually not have them? I'm going to say it's Kubiak. It's just my guess.
I would guess Kubiak just because I don't know where the dad is right now.
Yeah.
But that also feels like the kind of diabolical trap that Ryan would like.
No, I'll spill it. You are correct. Gary Kubiak is not actively coaching in the NFL. His son is coaching for the Vikings as an offensive coordinator. I did briefly toy
with... As a free man, free of his father.
I did briefly toy with the idea of making up Chaz Arians, Bruce Arians' son.
I would have bought that without question, and you know that.
By the way, that's Bruce Arians, the second best rushing quarterback in the history of Virginia Tech.
That's correct.
The
man
Flash.
Wears Kangles. He would name a son Chaz.
All right. This one.
I have one piece of information for you, by the way.
Yeah.
Chase Daniels in 10 seasons in the NFL has earned $37 million in change. He has 178 total completions in 10 years. That
completions
means
or pass attempts?
Completions.
Wow.
Completions.
That's so, way higher than I would have guessed.
Chase which means, Daniel, I'd like to formally apologize for photoshopping you delivering pizzas to the literal Alamo while you were in college.
Yeah, because evidently you're the one who gets the delivery now, as in the Brinks truck to your house.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean, per completion, Chase Daniel, $207,000 a completion. Is what he has managed to charge.
The Sorgy for. Torch has passed.
Maybe
unlike Chase Daniel.
Jim Sorgy's the king though, because Peyton was out and he's like, retiring. Bye.
Bye.
Retire a hero.
Bye.
No, listen.
Curtis Painter's got this.
Listen, first okay. That was mean, but for some reason, if you're new to the show, we're not being sarcastic about our admiration for Jim Sorgy. This is what we want for all of our beautiful, hefty quarterback boys.
Right.
Exactly. He has the ultimate with
and
Scott.
If you've ever thought we could speak stuff into existence on purpose, consider that we haven't yet been able to do this for Christian Hackenberg, whom we desperately want it for.
Listen, I want this for every Wisconsin quarterback ever.
Shit, where is Christian Hackenberg?
I think he was on the Jets last, but I don't know if he's still in the league at this point. Okay.
Get that backup life. He's earned
for
it.
The last category, update your resume. I need to nominate one among you to handle all of the answers here. This is very simple. I'm going to give you a name and this person just has to say yes or no to answer. Is this person still working in the NFL?
Jason.
Server.
Jason or server? Yeah.
You got this, buddy.
Yeah, Server, go ahead. We're all counting on you.
Server, you ready?
Now you can only make us unproud.
So all you have to say is yes or no. And the question is this person currently working in the National Football League?
God, okay. That's a lot of options, but okay.
I love that we're unanimously bailed without.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it, dude. Yeah.
It's the true spirit of the forecast. Here we go.
I have to do something.
Doug Marrone.
Shit.
The correct response to Doug Marrone.
Give the man credit for that. He said shit.
Doug Marrone.
Marrone.
Yes.
Nope. He's currently the offensive line coach at Alabama.
Sorry.
That's Chan, the NFL.
Chan Gailey.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. He was the offensive coordinator for the Dolphins last year, but he resigned. Rob Ryan.
I don't want to say yes every time, but I think he is.
He is. He's an assistant coach for the Ravens.
That's what do you think a Raven is?
No. He's the Wolf. It's Rob Ryan.
Oh, okay.
All right. To be fair, it would
Wolf the Raven.
It would be intimidating as hell if a Raven howled at you.
Oh yeah, that's way scarier than
that's,
Poe.
That's the most Norse shit I've ever heard.
Edgar Allan Poe is like, I gotta stop drinking. Jesus Christ.
Or not. Hello, Gutter.
Great. Odin's coyote vulture.
All right, server. Al Golden, yes or no in the NFL?
He's coaching somewhere.
Aren't we all?
Yes.
Yes, he's a coach for the Bengals. Nebraska's favorite, Bill Callahan. Yes or no, active NFL coach?
No.
Yes, he's a coach for the Cleveland Browns. Jim Tom Sula.
Oh, God, please.
Yes, please.
Streets need him.
I want this enough that I hope the answer is yes.
Yeah, it gotta be.
Yeah. Oh,
he was with the Cowboys last year, but he got fired.
No!
Why? God damn it.
Back to the rails.
Which is real disappointment because the Cowboys are on Hard Knocks this year. And if it had just been like, here's an hour of Jim Tom Sula making sandwiches with an iron, that were a thing.
Making sandwiches with iron.
Take my pay-per-view money.
All right,
I just want to see him make a panini with a shoe and an iron.
Server, you're doing great. Mike Shula. In the NFL or not?
Yes.
He is with the Broncos. Norv Turner.
No.
That's correct. Hasn't coached in a couple of years. Jeff Fisher.
I don't think so.
I don't either. No?
No. He's an advisor at Tennessee State under new head coach Eddie George.
Yeah, I feel like if he was really coaching, Hollywood would be talking about it.
Beg your pardon, but we have already discussed this fact on the show. Yes. Which only I know because only I listen to the show.
That's fair.
And keep track of where Jeff Fisher is at all times.
I'm practicing situational awareness.
Last one. Jack Del Rio.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want
what else would that man do with his life?
With the Washington football team.
He is
so pretty
Tennessee. Wait, pretty I want to tack on a bonus one.
Please do.
Urban Meyer.
There's no way after what he did.
Isn't he an AEW now?
Yes, that's correct. That is technically also correct.
That part is true. So it's Charlie
Yeah,
Strong.
Actually, yeah.
So the, if you went down the list of active head coaches, how many would you have gotten? I feel like I could get maybe five.
It's a lot harder now than it has been in recent years.
Well, they're all the same person, which doesn't help.
Yeah, they all kind of are just sort of like the auto-generated Madden coach where you're like, ah, skip the hair step. I don't want to deal with that. Give him a buzz cut. Give him a buzz cut, name him Matt.
I love
all right,
NFL.
We're good to go.
We talk about this a lot more in college than we do in the pros for obvious reasons, but is it weird that we have fucked around and made Mike Tomlin the third longest tenured coach in the NFL?
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I just looked at it.
Wow.
Because it's even funnier. It's almost as funny as Sean Payton technically being the second longest tenured head coach.
Holy shit. Model of stability.
Yeah, I love that if you look at the resumes of these guys, you're like, well, where was he before? It's like 8 years at Pencil Shaving State special teams. Then it'll be like Iowa State, 6 months.
Yeah.
Linebackers. Then it's like Dallas Cowboys, defensive coordinator. What?
How? Because your friend got a job. That's why.
It's amazing. Like, it's amazing.
Like, that's why I'm here. It's fine.
Like 18 years at Shadron State. Suddenly I made the leap to the Ravens.
Yeah.
What? Sean McDermott's been there since 2017. That feels extraordinary.
Yeah. And the eighth longest tenured coaches. It's a tie between Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, and Sean McDermott.
Fuck.
These things are just whirling.
We're now firmly into the Kyle and Sean's have ascended to the level of
multiple
names you can expect in power.
Yeah.
There are three SEAN Sean's within the 10 longest tenured NFL head coaches.
I actually think I'm most upset is that we have aged to a point where there is now an NFL head coach who spells his name Z-A-C.
Yep. He's like, young if that
only
helps.
Only 90s kids will know. No, I know, that's what I mean. He's a 90s baby because he spells his name Z-A-C, and 90s babies are now NFL head coaches. He's also younger than us,
not for long though. Nobody
no he's you're a, right, he's not younger than us for long.
He's a better age.
We're gaining on him.
Those NFL years will work on him.
He's on he's on that interstellar planet with the water. He went to Old Beach.
Yeah, Old Beach.
Did y'all see Old Beach?
Old Beach is a Cincinnati treasure.
I like that you're calling it Old Beach.
Calling that shit old. Come on. I'm doing favors for that movie. Calling it Old
No,
Beach.
Did you see it? Please tell us about it.
How was it?
It is.
So what's the deal
exactly
with the
as advertised and described? It's never explained. Cool. People get old on it. And there's like magic rocks or something. And the beach itself has some sort of a force field that makes you stay near the magic rocks.
Okay.
None of this is explained. People get old, and every possible problem you can think of that would pose, it happens. And then you're sort of like, oh, what does this all mean? The creator of the movie doesn't give a shit what this all means. Look at these people getting old. Doesn't that suck? And yeah, I mean, it is, I have never seen a movie that is more, you are going to get exactly what you expect. And that's it. Done. You have received exactly $8.50 worth of Old Beach. Whatever the ticket was.
Yeah.
All right.
That's how we should review movies from now on. Was it honest?
Yeah.
I respect this better than what my dad would call getting cute, which this filmmaker is famous for.
Sure.
I feel like this is a better outcome for all of us than him trying to get cute again.
Yeah, The Village was real getting cute.
Man.
But I'm glad that Old Beach is true to its word.
I'm about to get my worst movie take, and I won't.
There is a twist, but it's like not. Ooh, it's more of a reveal than a twist. It's like the whole time you see a guy on a hill surveying Old Beach as the people are suffering and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what's up with that guy? I'm sure this will be some wacky thing. But then it's just like, oh, he's doing this to study them for bad science. And it's like, oh, okay. That's like,
sure.
Kind of what I probably would have guessed, I guess. You know,
damn it, that's what happens when you put yourself in the hands of bad science. People keep doing it.
There is, while we are sort of on the topic, a thing that's happening on the internet in the last week or so is there was a quote in the New York Times from some vax skeptic person talking about how again, I can't emphasize this enough, fictitious world depicted in I Am Legend got started because of vaccines gone wrong or something. And the fact checking on this is like, no, that's not what happened. It was like a cancer treatment, whatever. That's not important. I guess what I'm saying is, of all the surprising things that could have happened in 2021, I Am Legend becoming a major part of the cultural discussion again. I did not have that on my bingo board in any way, shape, or form.
Was it a major part of the cultural discussion when it was an actual new release film?
No, okay, the only thing I remember about it is that there was a scene in it where Will Smith is going through Times Square and there's a billboard for a Batman v Superman movie that wasn't planned at that point. And everybody was like, is that like is this like an Easter egg or whatever? And the movie makers had to be like, nah, we just thought it'd be fun. Except now that did exist. So maybe I Am Legend is actually a vision of our future.
I like, we put Batman v Superman in there because we thought it'd be fun. Well, was it? Was it? Look what you've done. Yeah.
Have you learned your fucking lesson?
If you told me Batman v Superman is how we got COVID, that I would believe.